Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Francis Xavier, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Our Daily Banquet.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" 7, they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. These early days of Advent focus more on the coming of Christ as the King or ruler of the universe, rather than his first coming as a baby in Bethlehem. The readings focus not on the past, but on the future, as well as the here and now. The spiritual coming of our Lord into our daily lives. I love the way the scriptures are so perfectly matched during Advent. In today's scripture, we have the Father, through the prophet Isaiah, prophesying that he will provide a banquet for his people. He will heal all afflictions and wipe away every tear. Scott Hahn entitled one of his early books, A Father Who Keeps His Promises. Next week, the Liturgy of the Hours, we will hear St. Augustine say, quote, "God established a time for his promises and a time for his fulfillment, for their fulfillment," end of quote. In today's gospel, we see that actually happen. Jesus is enacting his Father's words. He heals all kinds of illnesses and disabilities, the blind, the lame, those unable to speak, the traumatized, the hungry. He heals them in both the physical and spiritual sense. He probably even wiped away a few tears. Jesus and the Father are one. Jesus and the Father are compassionate, loving, and tender. In Isaiah, God promises a rich banquet, and today he feeds a great multitude. But the promises are not exhausted. Jesus continues to go on working through the members of his mystical body. Every time we go to Mass and receive the Holy Eucharist, Jesus is feeding us physically and spiritually. He still offers us the bread that will satisfy the infinite hunger of the human heart and soul. And he transforms and strengthens us to continue on our way to paradise. During this Advent season, let us try to partake of the heavenly banquet more often. Amen.